This is a Pinball News production.
We are waiting patiently, but we'll get this resolved. But because we are running into a time constraint, because I do want to get you out for lunch, that very important part of the meal. If you watch my videos, you know how much we love food. I want to get started to tell you that a lot has changed in the 10 years since I've been here. If you recall, 10 years ago, we're with the other hotel, I remember trying to do my seminar, and I found it hard to get a carousel projector along with an opaque projector, but we did. Now, of course, everything is PowerPoint. Also, 10 years ago, we sat in one of the seminar rooms while Gene Cunningham showing about Big Bang Bar and that he was going to make it. And I was at that seminar along with Ross Simpson right there, who's here now. His wife is not up yet, I'll bet, right? Nope. And we sat there and we listened to Gene talking about his dream. At the time, there was only one manufacturer, and that was, in fact, Stern, 2003. And here Gene was going to make another pinball machine, and there were a lot of skeptics, but sure enough, we put our deposit down, didn't we, Ross? Now, as a matter of fact, he said, should we? And I said, I looked him in the eye, and he said he was going to make it, and he did. And Ross has just paid us back last night. He took me and a bunch of us out to dinner, including Mel, who came from the Netherlands, out to dinner across the street at, Rum? Ram. So he made it, and Ross got his Big Bang Bar, and I did too. And we'll continue because the good news is most of this does not require these slides and video. Well, right now, all of you are experiencing, I think, the most exciting time in pinball. This is it. I think you agree. You've been in. Yeah. Oh, man, this is exciting. I couldn't believe my eyes. I went next door to see all of these new platforms. My gosh, it's amazing. A couple of guys designed some software where you can make a mechanical game, digital, and you'll be able to do it yourself. They're offering the software for free. You got to see that that booth. And of course, I'm sure you've all seen Bride of Pinbot, all electronic by the T-Rock, I think it's a T-Rock system. And of course, Lucy. Have you played Lucy yet? Yeah, she's in there, and then we have the VR pinball. Look, Virtua Pinball is here. It's going to stay. And Virtua Pinball will bring new players in because the vendors, who sometimes get the evil rap because they don't maintain their games, well, here's a machine they can put into a crummy bar, and it'll stay clean. They don't have to change light bulbs or wipe it down. But most important, it's going to introduce pinball to an older crowd, a bar-loving crowd, who may not ever see it again. Then we have these marvelous new, the Lebrowski pinball, my gosh, the Spooky pinball, Jersey Jack. How can you not be excited? Well, let's start. Fortunately, even though I have a slide of it, but I have the figures, since we don't have our video running yet. So let me flip over to my alternate. In 1978, I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Randy, how about your laptop? Okay. We do have a backup plan. Another computer, and I have another one too. So we'll get this straightened out. Randy was kind enough to help me out to test to make sure this worked. I must tell you that my employee, Frank Lindemuth, who if you watched my YouTube videos, was coming out, he was flying out with me. He had his ticket and everything and doing all the audiovisual and getting everything on a PowerPoint. I never worked PowerPoint before. I learned fast on Monday. And as we speak, 11 a.m., he went in for his final operation. He had emergency operation. This is his third one this morning. And he's going to recover, but, of course, it put him out of order during the most critical week of all, the Pinball Expo. So, good, they're hooking it up. Anyway, I'll throw these numbers at you. 1978, they made 187. Okay, 1978, 187,000 pinball machines were made. At the time, I think it was five manufacturers. 1979, the biggest year of production, 217,955 machines. 218,000. 1980, 164,000. Almost 165. There were a few that had no numbers from game plan. And 1981, a serious drop down to 76,000. So we had quite a drop at that point. And let me flip back here now that I have my numbers out. But the this is my opening title, and we have sound thanks to Randy. Oh, could somebody lower the lights too? Does anybody have the, if they can kick the lights down? Oh, that's perfect. Thank you, David. So since I spent all this time making the title, that was supposed to run as I walked up. Perfect. Marvelous. Just another couple seconds. Now you can see I did spend some time planning that. Good. Now I got my clicker. Oh, I'm not connected yet. Can you hit the advance? Okay. Anyway, these were the numbers I gave you. Advance again. We can advance through these. Aha. Do you know I had a PowerPoint? I bought one just for this, and I had it in my pants pocket. When I changed planes, it fell out. He's going to switch that over, and we'll advance through this again. Anyway, I'm going to continue anyway while we click ahead. I got involved in 79, and in 1979, pinball machines were selling brand new for $1,500. A used pinball was $600-$700. I remember buying Lucky 7 for $700 and putting that on the route, and Hot Tip and Close Encounters. Well, the first closeout that I knew about was Tri-Zone because Gorgor came out. Gorgor was $1,500. They made Tri-Zone $1,299, and I bought one of those. And I really enjoyed vending them. I was vending them. I had them in stores. I had probably 45 to 50 locations around the city, and I did that along with my job at Temple University. I've been there for many years, and I stayed there for quite a time. But by 1984, we were in big trouble. Big trouble. Money was down. I had a partner at the time. I had him for about 3 years. We weren't making any money, and that's when I decided it's time to sell games. Rolled games out to the end of my driveway, and I started selling games. What was amazing is not only did I sell all the games that Fran and I, my partner and I, didn't want, vendors were bringing me truckloads of games. I bought black and white video games like Asteroids and Deluxe Space Invaders and Space Zap and Star Castle for $25 a piece if they were black and white, and I paid $100 if they were color, and sometimes I paid $150. So you bought Tempest and Missile Command, all these classic games. And pinball machines, I was buying between $100 and $200 a piece. Amazing. But we were selling them back then for $300 and $400. We were wiping them off, changing any bulbs that were out. But we weren't rebuilding anything at that time because there was no need to. And over the years, I'm going to advance right ahead to 1985 when I bought my partner out. And I moved into my TNT Amusements location where I still am at now. And sales have grown and grown over the years. Between street and home sales, I started gradually fading out the vending. And now, other than two locations I've had since 81, I'm completely into home sales. We also do birthday parties and such. But over the years, I've managed to sell a staggering 25,000 machines into the marketplace. And the best part is I kept track of the people. I tried to keep track of phone numbers and stuff in the old-fashioned Rolodex system. If you watch my videos, you might see that. But what's amazing is so many machines have passed through my hands over the years, including brand new. We sold 35 Simpsons Party pinball machines to the private home. 35 of them. We sold 40 Lord of the Rings. So those machines I'm getting back in trade now because I guarantee people trading credit. They don't have to put it on Craigslist. Although a lot of the people are putting their Lord of the Rings on Craigslist and selling it for what they paid me for it. So a lot of them are doing that on their own. But it's really nice. But the purpose of this video, all right, let's see, here we are. Today, it's just, all right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to the warehouse. That's what we're going to do. I'm okay with the, now I see the video has some corruption here. So, but we'll have to deal with it.
Well, we've got tons of pinballs. We keep them on the second level, so we keep the video games down a little below. In our
now,
town,
if you're looking, there's Polybus, Polybius too. The alleged, the but that is a prop.
So the water can flow.
They were filming a movie, a clip,
but we can
using the fake
Polybius. Keep all of our
Polybius.
Machines in the second rack because we have this big Joe.
Thank you.
So this is how we have everything listed. And even though you might not think it, we have an extensive inventory system. Don't we? So we know where each and every game is. Black Pyramid, Spider-Man, Jungle Lord. Now, I was able to put cocktails up here, too. That's our one of our cocktail table areas. So we have more games. I hear... Is that you, Jonathan?
Yeah.
A lot
what
of you remember
me,
these
baby?
People from our videos.
Another Torpedo Alley.
Torpedo Alley I got at the York show
game.
Last weekend. $400. Logic
okay.
board ruined by battery
well,
damage.
Anyway, showing you the storage of your game. Playfields for parts.
Part of the video is quite bad when we move to Canada. Playfields. You know I throw a lot of playfields away
very
after
sad.
We strip the parts off. We give them away, actually.
It's met an untimely death.
But a Judge Dredd.
A ton of great parts. A lot of you do part out machines. We have a lot of other parts. Playfields here. So, we have a few games that were coming in for restoration or repair. These were sent in by customers that want us to completely go over them and such. Remember, this one's going to get converted to a touchscreen monitor. Actually, I'll show you that real quick right now. The monitor that the game uses, a duck scan.
What? What did you say? You can't use that word.
I didn't say that word, I said duck scan. See? The duck scan monitor failed. And rather than repair it, the Duck Scan Corporation, I'm sure, is bankrupt, we have installed a MakeVision television. This is a 19-inch flat panel with the mounting brackets on it. You can
very
buy
easy
these
to do.
From Hat Controls. And it plugs right
Holland
in.
Holland Computers sells it too.
Flat as it as can be. Goes right in the same holes. And look. See that nice picture? It's beautiful. And the best thing is it works. So there you go. That's the coming, I think. At least as far as I know. Right, Todd?
Oh, it is right, Todd. Yes, the LCD is going to be replacing our picture tubes, obviously. And you can see that now. In our exhibitor hall, I hadn't expected to see so much incredible use of it. Our old stuff, our old boards, everything is continuing to shrink as supplies are used up. All right, I've amassed a bunch of monitors and boards for that, and I'm just delaying the inevitable. Of course, it's not coming, but it's here. The movie theaters have switched to digital. They didn't think it was going to happen. You know, people said, oh, film will never die. I still use film, too. But digital's here to stay, and so are LCDs and, of course, LEDs. They are on us. After years of buying thousands and thousands of 555s and 44 bulbs, I reluctantly started using them perhaps 2 or 3 years ago because of the extra expense. It's a big extra expense to add on to your ticket to get these machines overhauled. But after spending all the other money on flipper rebuilds, pop bumper rebuilds, etc. But all I could see is all that extra cash. But you know what? I soon realized that now almost everybody loves them. People are attracted to the LED games. They make a beeline for them. You can see the difference here between light bulbs and LEDs. There are still some people. I just sold a Gorgar. I put the video up that has regular bulbs, and he insisted on regular bulbs. He let me put some of the color condoms on them, though, on a couple places of the machine. But he was very, very adamant about that. But the LED difference is really quite amazing. And there's a big difference between a regular, which is a Playboy. Now, all the regular pictures you're seeing are games that are in our showroom. Now, that's LED. We have white and purple. You can just see there's a big difference. Now, the videos are, like, this is a Monte Carlo we have in the showroom now. I just happened to choose all the games we have in the showroom, but I now have this backlog of videos. I have over 1,000 videos on YouTube now. So I could probably have that game you want to see how it plays. And, of course, what's finished. Now, the finished videos are from the videos we have up on YouTube. So some of them have some titling in it. There's our Fonzie 8-Ball. Now, that's actually pretty nice. We have not shopped it yet. It came in. Somebody even put new pop bumper caps on it. But there's a big, big difference when you do this to it. It just has this beautiful, beautiful glow to it. And, of course, we put them in the head, too. So they're throughout the play field. And it just looks so much nicer. We also have, I'm not sure how this clip should be running out any second. Here we go. Gorgor, a very good seller for us. And this is a game we sell for $17.99 and with a brand new back glass, $19.99. And that's all painted and done up. You'll see our painting process soon. And here's a finished Gorgar. They look just beautiful. This one was $19.99 with a new back glass. I think that's the one here. All right. Now, you can see color coordinating. Anybody can do this. And it's kind of fun. We don't have a layout. People say, how did you do it? How did you do it? I said, we do it as we go. Amazon Hunt, a great game from Gottlieb Milestar, of course. Terrific game. Lots of fun. And with LEDs. Now, our overhead lights are on here, but you can see it's just as crisp and clear, beautiful colors. Everything is nice and bright. Just the player isn't very good there. I do a lot of finger playing, as you can see. And Road King, a very misunderstood game. Very simple to play, but lots to do on it. And then our finished product here. People ask about my name sticker on the apron. One of my YouTube video people said, please don't do that. And I actually made a decision. This is Star Wars Episode 1 with regular lighting. So we no longer put our sticker on the name on the apron. So that was a suggestion I thought about. I said, you know what, we'll put it on the inside of the cabinet. And that happened just a month ago. So all the finished videos will probably have it. Except this one probably. Episode 1 all done up. And we have another one that we're working on. But it just looks beautiful. For some reason, the camera's making that multiplexing. It doesn't do that when you're playing it. I think this is one of the last ones. Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man. Another game you have to explain to people. Otherwise, they don't buy it. Ugly as can be. But now with the advent of buying drop targets and, of course, the LEDs, you can really, really make them pop. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of footage of this here from this video. The last one we saw was Christmas time, and I made like a 3-minute video because the guy was literally screaming, where is my game? All right, here is Spring Break. And by the way, somebody makes terrific backglass Mylars for Spring Break and all the old Gottliebs from 88 to 1990. Genesis, Monte Carlo. They look absolutely terrific when you do them up. They look really, really nice. Look at the colors and how bright it is. And the update ROM on Spring Break, by the way, lets you choose from regular pinball play to allow, and then you can get multi-ball or multi-ball the whole time. And let's see. I think that we're almost done. This is Yes, High Speed. Oh, I can't remember that. Now, we just did a video with High Speed using the green screen. This is a chunk from the front of that video. And this one turned out nice. This video actually sold another video. My YouTube videos are fun to watch. People enjoy seeing them. But what makes them nice is that people actually can view them, decide if they want to buy a game from someone else or from us. They call us up and say, I'd like a High Speed. Now, this is Doctor Who. Or we call it who, Doctor Who Done It.
Clever ideas.
And this is a piece, the ending of the video. I decided to give you guys a taste of what our typical videos are.
Nice and bright.
We try to make a production out of it.
That are lighting up the Dalek.
Bendy is an LED that you can adjust and bend. That's our own pet name for it.
Williams and Bally were both doing some neat things with a logic board. All these lights are computer controlled, even on the GI circuit. To see how it's flickering and flashing. All the lights. I always thought that was a great idea, great effect. See how it's got that light nice and bright under there?
We
it's
also
got one
added
of the
a light
under there that lights up the police box really nice and bright. What do you think? Did we cover everything?
This is the end of the video now, about 14 minutes long.
Oh, I almost forgot. Don't blink. Don't blink. Dead. Don't turn your back. Don't look away. And don't blink. Good luck.
Well, you gotta check out our Doctor Who video. It's a lot of fun. But that's typically what we do with these videos. Not everyone gets the long-distance treatment, of course. But we have a lot of fun doing these things. As you can see, we do have fun at our shop. We have 10 full-time employees. I have 10 part-timers. Our part-timers go from personal trainers. I have 2 Philly cops. I got a Pico lineman. I got the head of the custodial department at a local hospital. They all come in at night to work extra hours. So they do their 40 hours there, and then they come in, and I can abuse them at TNT for even longer. But they get rewarded by dinners at the diner. So anyway, the LEDs are now an important step into reaching new people and making your sales and to refresh your collection because, you know, you get a game, you get tired of it, you want to move it on. You put the LEDs in, you're going to have a much better chance of selling it. The game presentation is now important, especially in locations. And sometimes mods on your game can be done. If you're a vendor out there, I know some of our people here watching the show here have games in locations. They will tell you that the machine that has the LEDs will absolutely attract the eye more than the one without. They make a beeline for it. And for got all these LED people here, Coin Taker, Pinball Life, we got all these sales that will sell it to you. Now, this video here is of things that you should do.
Well, it's about time.
Sorry.
You do know my birthday was on Wednesday.
Yes, it was Wednesday.
Best boss ever.
I am the best boss ever here. Anyway. We are here to show you.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about
LED
this on the drive. This wasn't recorded this way.
Anyway, here is a Theater of Magic that is finishing up. And we've just done the underside, obviously, with all the LEDs. You can actually see the colors and everything. And it's really something how nice it turned out. The process, of course, is matching the super bright, the 3 LEDs with the regular LEDs. So who's actually working on this?
You should have a whole assortment of colors.
No,
if
it's
you can.
Jason. Jason
so
took off.
You can
off
try
today.
Different things, as you know. There's
Didn't
different
he, Tony?
Colors and styles, and see what works.
Well, anyway. Oh, wait a minute. The boy. Did you order lunch?
Too late. Didn't you see him?
Oh. Walk right by me. You boys
like
drive
slap.
Me crazy. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
ever do it again.
Everybody likes my lip syncing. Don't you boys like my lip syncing?
No. I don't do it in every video. But I thought it was important to give you a taste.
Gotta stock all kinds. Regular, 44s, 555s. We've got all different styles. Brightness, hues, colors. We prefer these super bright ones now, but you can't put them everywhere, can you? As a matter of fact, Tony is working on a Playboy, right?
Yep.
Now he's using a combination of white and purple.
It's a funny Playboy.
Mm-hmm. Working on it.
I'm over here.
We know.
Do you see this?
Can't miss you.
I hope you watch our YouTube videos. We got the playfield all cleaned up here, and then he's going to start matching.
We use Gojo.
LEDs. You can see though
to clean the playfield.
Light bulbs and the crud.
It doesn't hurt your hands.
Dirt trails.
The chemicals
and
are very low. The Gojo.
This is an important
you clean your hands if you're doing car cleaning.
To your new
look at what it
homeowner,
does.
Or if you're
then
putting
waxed,
it in a store, you put your best foot forward. You put the cleanest piece out there on the street.
The Gojo
and
is without
nice bright,
the abrasive,
it's very
the
appealing.
Regular Gojo.
This includes cabinet art. As a matter of fact, we walked right by Steven and didn't show him that. This
you
is
can't use LEDs on the bottom.
That's right. Certain games are not LED friendly.
Who put these LEDs on my playfield?
I was showing people.
Get them off. Not Kurt this time.
So you obviously need a painter, a good painter. I'm still looking for one. I mean, Stephen is
good
a great painter.
I'd be even better if you didn't shake the game while I was painting.
Okay, well, let's get back over here. Here's a Gladiators. It's going through its final stages. And it's been LED. And you can see they've put mostly super brights, purple, orange, yellow, blue. And in a lot of cases, we add LEDs. Let me show you what we did. You know what? This game has some really unique updates. I'm going to show you one now.
This video is on YouTube.
We decided it was too dark up here, so Jason added some lights. Okay, so this is how you did it.
He drilled through.
Kurt!
That's a running gag.
From the back.
Where is Kurt?
I heard that! It's all tied into the general illumination circuit. And these lights here were added.
You can be very creative with your games.
And yes, there's the end results right there. Isn't that nice how that glows? And look at this. We added these to make it look like an old-fashioned sign. These are what we call the bendies. Tony's palace is now lit up.
Here's the Flintstones we really did up.
Oh, man. Look at this Flintstones. We got three different
the video
colors
is
on
more
that
detailed,
side.
So you watch the YouTube video.
We
you
have
can
all
see
white on this
it.
Side here. See how we've cut out the windows? So that lets the light come through.
Amazingly, they didn't
really
light.
Nice.
They just sat there.
Did a really nice job on this, I think. And we've done some other things. There it is. Doesn't
put
that look sharp?
And Dino.
Big change. And it was so dark up here. I told him I wanted to add some LEDs. Do you see them right
the whole
here?
Back plastic
they're like
is
little
dark.
Street lamps. They're lighting up this panel here. It gets some nice light here. And we decided to light Joe's Diner. So we have a spotlight on Joe's Diner. See? That's something you can do. You can add LEDs to where they never were before. And that's a really, really good thing. Presentation is very important in the pinball business these days. So
you can tell by how we dress.
Crickets.
Install cricket sound here.
I did. You can see we have a lot of fun. You have to watch our videos. Anyway, I think it's time we get back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, if you look at our exhibit hall, you were going to see boatloads of new mods. I couldn't believe my eyes. I absolutely couldn't believe my eyes. It was just amazing what everybody is doing because of their love of this hobby. The additions, the toppers. As a matter of fact, if you were on the tour yesterday, Stern said, hey, you know, we're going to do the toppers too, and they're going to start with The Walking Dead, so you can buy toppers. And I overheard them say if you bug them, maybe they'll make them for Tron and the older games. I understand there's a connector in the top of the board that they will plug right into. That's what I'm told. But there's a good opportunity to get custom toppers. These wonderful additions to your games are really, really nice, and they really add to the look. But, yes, with all of the wonderful innovations next door, everything, all these wonderful things you're seeing, we desperately need one more thing. And this thing is very critical to Pinball's future. It really is. We need new players. Okay, new players. Not necessarily players in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that are going to the bars and seeing the virtual pinball. We need players, young players. All of you can do it at no cost. We have an opportunity where everybody in this room, actually everybody at the expo, can do something. And it won't cost you a cent, not one penny. But it possibly will introduce something to the people that need it the most, the younger generation. We're talking about the 10, the 12, the 14-year-olds. It does not include Gabe, who's in the back. Gabe, raise your hand. There he is. Oh, he's in the front. Gabe made this right here for me. And he came here from Michigan with his mother just to see my seminar and play. He flew in this morning. And they came here. He watches the YouTube videos. He's very involved. We don't have to worry about Gabe. He loves pinball. But we need new players. Bob, how much time do we have left? Pardon? Rob. Oh, God, again. Okay. Well, I have one last video, but that's what I wanted to see. Well, my video is what my suggestion is. This is to bring pinball to a younger player, okay? These are the kids that are, when you see them in the diner, the mother and father and the two kids are sitting there in the booth eating dinner, and all four of them are on their phones. They're not talking. Okay. So we want to bring the kids in that are playing on their home Xboxes and everything. We want to introduce them to pinball. And you know what? It works, and I'm going to tell you how you do it. You pick out a game that you own that's in your collection. You take the glass off. Okay? And then bring in your kid's best friend, the neighbor's kid, any kid. Do this once a month, okay? Any kid, and use your finger to show them what happens when they hit different things. Now, you have to take your time and you have to be patient. Now, the video I'm going to show you is of the fellow next to me sells batteries. As a matter of fact, that's where I get my lithium batteries from. And he had a 9-year-old son who's played pinball. Yep, he plays it. He knows all about pinball. But he never really, when I asked him some questions, he said, well, yeah, you're supposed to get the high score. I said, but what about these lights? And he says, he knew nothing about it. And he's played pinball. So I decided, completely random, and I started filming him when he came in. I said, I'm going to make a video and show you how to play pinball. That's all I told him. And the video originally was 30 minutes, and I cut it down to 10. That's why I was asking you the time, Rob, if we're okay. Are we about 10 or 12? Yeah. Okay, good. We're okay. Now, this is obviously edited, and it may still run too long, but this is an example of what we can do. Take it away,
Todd.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now we're going to show you, courtesy of our two folks from next door. This is Dan. He sells batteries next door. Yes. And that's his band you hear playing do our videos in the background.
If you heard the videos, he plays.
Practices. And he's brought Andrew with him. Say hello.
Hi.
Andrew, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
He's in fifth grade. And he has played pinball before. But as he said before, he just hits the flippers, right? And what's the purpose of pinball? To get the...
To keep the ball on the board.
Okay, and to get the high score, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's pretty easy knowledge. But what Andrew doesn't know is all the secrets that a machine like this can have. This is a comet. This is one we did with LEDs and such. And I'm going to show Andrew some of the shots so he knows what's going on. Right now, it's just
this
a bunch
is actually
of
a home
light.
Use only comet.
But you see,
came out of a private
Andrew,
home.
The rabbits here. When
and
you hit these
sold
targets
now.
One by one,
yeah.
The light goes on. And when you get all four, it lights the rabbit collect hole. And you go in that hole, and you collect all the points that you got from up down, up and down. Oh, that's another game in the other room, making all that racket. Over here, the ducks. You hit the four ducks. You'll light the duck collect bonus when you go up the corkscrew. Pretty easy stuff, right, so far?
Yeah.
But look, if you roll along the cycle jump, it'll light these lights, and then you try to get in these holes. Let's play. We're going to play it with the glass off and with our finger. See, now watch. If you go over here and hit these targets, the game is set on an easy level, so it's actually going to spot the targets. We got all four. And we collect our hole right there. So if we go in there, Andrew,
yeah.
We're going to collect... Actually, where's the ball? Here's the ball. We got it down here. We're going to collect 8 plus 2 plus 1. We're going to get 11,000 points when we go in that hole. So that's going to change the money back. Look, not bad, huh?
Huh.
Now, the cycle jump. If I go through here and I hit this hole, I'll get 20,000.
Hmm.
If I go in this middle hole, 50,000.
Wow.
How many will I get if I get in the top hole, Andrew?
200,000.
That's right. But let's do the ducks. You go up there, our duck bonus. I have to get all the way around the corkscrew. Now see, Andrew, there's an entrance.
Yeah.
And there's an exit. So I have to make it all the way around. I have to hit this switch first. And then I have to hit that switch to collect them. And that's the game showing me I collected them. What a mess. What a loud noise.
Say that again.
Now look, my center target is worth 30,000. But once again, I have to complete it. Did you hear that? When I went up here, the game's waiting. If it doesn't hit that switch, I don't get the points. Now look, the 50,000's flashing faster and faster, 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 and it's going to go back. See that noise? It's telling me I'm about to lose it. I'm back to 30,000. So in other words, if I keep making that shot, it builds up. Watch. There's shot one. It's now worth 50,000. There's shot two. Once again, it has to make the whole shot. Now it's moved up to 100,000, and it lights the extra ball. I have to do it before that light stops flashing. Now it lit the extra ball shot right here. So if I go up the corkscrew, I'll get an extra ball. But look, it's flashing faster and faster. I have to make it. I only have a few more seconds. It's going to go out. Nope, I got it. Did I get it? I did. There's the special light. So my special light's now lit when I go down here. Now, the third ball is this 1986 here at the top. You see how the 1-9 is lit? 1986, by the way, is when the game came out. Your right flipper, Andrew, moves the lights. It's called lane change. See where it says right here? Lane change right flipper. So what I want to do is when the ball's bouncing around up here, I want to light, roll through a lane that's not lit. So if I see the ball bouncing around up here, boink, 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 boink. I think it's going to roll here. I want to move that light so it's not lit, and then I'll get the 1986. When I do that, all my scores are now worth two times. Everything I hit is worth two times. Now, the dummy shot. Now, do you see how it's making that noise faster and faster, faster and faster? Now, watch what happens. Off. See? Everything's timed. Isn't that neat? Everything is timed. Now, we're going to go to the last ball because I want to show you the really neatest thing about this game. On ball three, and only on ball three, when I light 1986,
the million
shot light lights.
Million.
That shot's worth a million points.
Million.
It's the first time ever. If I can.
I did it.
Now, watch what happened. Look.
Huh. Fireworks.
Isn't it? Look at the light show. Isn't that something? This was the first game, Andrew, that ever gave you a million shots. The first game.
Really?
And it tells you how to do that. Isn't that something? Now, Andrew, are you ready to try it yourself?
With my finger?
Whoa! With his finger! There's one more thing, Andrew, I want to show you before we start a game. Do you see the shooter lane here?
Of course, when I cut
do you
down,
see how when I, pull
I
the,
did point out
the
to Andrew
back,
that Comet remembers you
and
got
it lines
the million
up to the,
shot
the
by
white
blinking.
The black numbers since
the far left yeah. number.
Well, that lets
which
you
is really
gauge
a nice
how
touch
far
by
you
Williams.
Want your ball to hit. Oh, you know what? Let me shoot a ball up. Let's try it. Now, watch. Let's pull it back so the tip is right. Actually, we'll pull it a little further back. It's centered to the
this
two
whole
black,
process was about
numbers.
30 minutes, so you will
well,
have
see what
to
happened.
Spend
not
30
numbers.
Minutes
why do I keep saying numbers?
With your new prospective pinball
that
player.
That seems to be a perfect place because it didn't go all the way around the corkscrew. So when you first shoot the ball up, only pull it back so the tip is right there, opposite that. See, right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now, in this game, you try to light 1986.
Yeah.
You're going to use your right flipper to operate something called a lane change. Every time you push the button, the light will move. Okay? Now, Andrew already knows not to hit the flippers together, right? Mm-hmm. You hit them separately. Show him how you do it. He's already learned this part, right? Because don't you hate it, Andrew, when somebody goes flip, flip, they hit them both at the same time?
Yeah.
Doesn't that drive him nuts? Dan, see, Dan knows
I never
how to
learned
do that either. Okay,
that.
Now, let's do what we learned. Pull this shooter back so it's only going as far back as the middle of that black, the little tip. Now let it go. Perfect. See, we don't want to go around the corkscrew. We want to try to roll through those. Because you want to try to light all four. Now use your right flipper to move them. So you can see. Move your right flipper. That's right. You want to light roll through a lane that's not lit. Andrew is still learning, and you have to develop the skill. Obviously, the biggest skill is learning how to angle the flippers. Good, good. Good. Now use your right flipper. You need to flip it a couple more times. Try to hit that 1986. Good. Now, you got all of the rabbits. Now you want to collect your bonus by going in that hole right there. Good. Good, then what are you going to get? You're going to get 20,000. Good. Good save now. Good, you got two of the ducks. That means you hit it again. That noise meant you hit it again. Almost finished the first throw. Oh, good. Good, you got 30,000 for that. Now try to make that shot one more time. You did it. Now you'll collect it. You did it. Now it's worth 100,000. It's flashing. Good. You got two times both the alvo here. So you got two times that. You didn't collect it on this side. Now the last thing, Andrew, is the match. If that 70 matched the two numbers in here, your score had an 80 at the end, you would have won a free game. It's called the match feature. That's a hidden feature on most games. Did you learn something today?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Good.
Pinball.
Now, do you think you want to try playing pinball? Now, if you go to any place, you know there's these rules. And listen, you don't have to put a quarter in. You can actually read this card. On the card of every machine, right there, on every machine there's an instruction card. And it tells you all about how to play. How to make the 1986 at the top lights your playfield multipliers. Just what I was telling you, the green. By the way, did you know everything's color coordinated?
They
did, look, all the white lights, white lights, white lights. This is all attached to one event. The yellow is all attached to this event. The four greens are attached up here to the red 1986. That's probably the only place where they're not color coordinated. But isn't that a neat feature? All these games, they try to do that, so it makes it easier to follow the gameplay. But you just learned today something you probably didn't know. What do you think? Did you learn anything, Dan?
I learned he's probably going to want me to buy him a pinball machine now.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Would you like Daddy to buy this machine?
Yeah.
We'll discuss price.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Anyway, back to you.
Yes. Well, you can see, you can get somebody enthusiastic. Andrew did come over again to play. And we're hoping maybe his dad will buy him a pinball machine. Well, now you have it, the TNT Challenge. Let's get new people into this fantastic hobby. It is a hobby for me, too, in my business. I do own my own games now. I started collecting in 98. I was up to then, I was just in business. So I do collect. Let's all try once a month, try to get somebody, teach somebody something about pinball. Can you imagine if everybody here at the expo did that once a month? We may interest a whole bunch of new young players. Remember, I'm saying young. I'm hoping that pinballs, all these wonderful games that are coming out now, people will see and play. But we got to get the interest up there. And you see that exhibit hall full of all this wonderful things, all these fantastic games. So I want to make sure all of you know that. I'm always here for friendly advice if you ever want to email me or something. I can't solve all your problems, but I try to get to everybody. But I believe my seminar is officially over, but I have one last thing. Yes, go
wait
ahead.
Wait a minute. What about me? Hey, keep watching our videos, okay? And remember, living is good. Good night. Now get out!
Also, folks, I do have something for you. I have free cards, if you haven't gotten a card with my lovely face on it in my ending shot there. I also have DVDs that have both of my original infomercial and my one-hour infomercial on it. And I would love it if you wanted them. They're $5 a piece. If you want to buy one of those, they run 90 minutes total. They're taken right off the hard drive there, so they're pretty clear. There's one final thing that'll take us 15 seconds, but I need all of you to participate. And can you swing the camera around? I'm doing a thread. This video that I'm making of the Pinball Expo will be on YouTube, too. And I'm tying the whole thing together with an old Frank Sinatra song called Chicago. If you've all heard the song where Frank Sinatra goes, Chicago, Chicago, and then there's a little pause, that toddling town, that's it. All I want you to do is when I say, by the way, what city are we in, Bob, Rob? And then he's going to swing the camera around, and I want you all to do, and I'm going to dub in Frank Sinatra over you too. So just think if you can think of that timing. Chicago, Chicago. And then move your hands around, too. That'd be great. Anyway, folks, thanks all for coming tonight. And, you know, Rob, I can't remember. What town are we in?
Chicago, Chicago.
Ah. You see? See? We always have time for a return of a tacky joke. Yes. Thanks again, folks, for coming, and I'll be happy to give you cards up front.
Robert?